Welcome, everybody, to Productivity Book Group. I'm your host and facilitator, Ray Sidney Smith. Thanks for joining us here on the live call or on the podcast for Productivity Book Group. Today, we will be discussing Changeology, 5 steps to realizing your goals and resolutions, and this is by Dr. John C. Norcross. So Dr. Norcross has written this book about 30 years of scientific research on the concept of how to change, how to build habits and sustainable change. And so I thought it would be a really fantastic book for us to discuss here on Productivity Book Group. And so as a general, I just like to start off with folks' initial sort of general reactions to our book for today. So let's just start off with what you thought about the book as a whole. Anyone can start. Take it right off.
Well, Ray, I'll jump in. I was not familiar at all with the book until I saw your plans to do the study on it. I liked it. I think it's something that we all deal with. We all want to make some change or another. We've all dealt with New Year's resolutions that haven't worked for one reason or another. And I like the way he's broken it down into, these are the steps, and it just seems to be a lot more of planning on the front end, and it looks like something that would work.
Agreed, Frank. I really found the book the first time I read it, which is several years ago, to be something that was brilliant in its simplicity. And as I had explained to someone recently about it, which is that this reading through, I decided to actually implement a change, where I read it as sort of a theoretical construct, not really as something practical for myself at that time. And I have to say, it was really interesting to be able to work through the methodology sort of as you were reading, because it's a little bit more, I think it's a little bit more real. It becomes a little bit more useful to you. So I really enjoyed that part of it. How about anybody else?
This is Lee. I liked the science, and I thought that was very much on track. I didn't really enjoy the book, and I'm sure it would be more pleasant to use as a workbook than it was just to read. And while I had a lot of things going on, I didn't really have time to work through all of his formal steps. I found it a little annoying as a book. I'm not big on what come off to me as kind of cutesy systems, so the whole changeology and changeologist, easy for me to say, put me off a bit. So the methods that I'd been taught for organizational change followed not quite the same path, but they certainly took a lot of the same preparation and mental state issues followed by actually going and doing things. And I'm certainly, I liked his approach of scoping the change and not trying to change everything at once. Because I think that's a really important piece of making changes stick. You can only put so much focus on so many things at one time. So overall, I came away with a positive impression of the book, and I think I'd probably have your experience of appreciating it better as a hands-on guide and tool than as a book per se.
Yeah, and I completely understand. I mean, sometimes marketability of a book and making things sort of catchy and whimsical can sometimes detract from, I think, some of us who are productivity enthusiasts' perspective on the material, because you think, well, this is just another gimmick, another snake oil salesman, trying to peddle his wares. And I've certainly felt that about when we read Instant Influence by Dr. Michael V. Pantalon. I really thought about that, because I thought Instant Influence, you can't make people do what you want, and that's not at all what the book is about. The book is really about helping others change things that they truly want to change about themselves and facilitating that. And I think that's the same thing about here with Changeology and the idea of the changeologist. It's funny, when I work with my, in my day job, they call me a Google-ologist. A Google-ologist, a specialist in all things Google. it's one of the toughest things to say. But anyway, so I appreciate that, Lee. How about you, Stacey? What were your thoughts about the book?
Well, I kind of agree with Lee in the sense that I didn't love the book structure so much. It's very dense. There's a lot going on, but I love systems and I love the way he's laid it out. I love the fact he's laid it out. I was able to download a summary of the book from SoundView for free, and that helped a lot. That put all the detail into a shortened version.
Wonderful.
But it's almost
overwhelming. Could you give me a favor and send me a? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I can send you a link to it. Sure.
Yeah, I would be interested in that as well because I was kind of taking notes throughout and putting it in Evernote, but if somebody summarized it, I would really be interested in getting that. And
yeah,
I agree with Stacey. I'm really big into systems. You know, I work from my to-do list. You know, if it's on the list, it gets done. If it's not on the list, it doesn't get done. This systematic approach, it's like, you know, this could dovetail into the kinds of things that I do and the kinds of things that keep everything else moving along that, you know, his methodology could help me make a change I wanted to make. And it just blend right into the kind of system that I'm running.
For me, I would have liked a little bit more, maybe a checklist, more checklists or one master checklist, something that could really help me walk through this because there is so much here, so many details.
Yeah, and one of the unique things about the book is that changeologybook.com is an online tool that has a lot of these pieces, you know, built into it. So for those who might be listening, for the callers, you know, as you sort of make your way through and you decide to make some kind of change, do know that the changeologybook.com, itself is a tool for being able to sort of get all of that together, you know, all the forms, all the checklists, all that stuff sort of together in one particular place. So
Are the checklists all together in one place?
Yeah, changeologybook.com. I believe that he put it all there for you.
Okay.
So that's always helpful. So so moving along, I just want to go over sort of the cursory five steps of the Changeology method so that people listening sort of have an idea. And so Dr. Norcross has put this together as sort of the five P's. And the five P's are psych, prep, perspire, persevere, and persist. And so, you know, psych being to get ready, prep being to plan ahead and get yourself prepared for it, perspire, which is that sort of initiating action, the formal, you know, beginnings of building that habit, persevering, which is to deal with what he calls relapses, you know, the idea of, you know, you trip up or make slips. You need to go ahead and create a management system for being able to do that. And then finally, persistence, this idea of creating a sustainable change, one where you deal with the consistent sort of slow drip that becomes an ocean of you going back to your old ways, and how to persist in basically making sure that you stay with the new habit for as long as you want it to be around. And so those are the five stages. And so I just want to start in with some of the concepts he talked about with regard to success keys or this whole stage of getting psyched. Let's talk about this concept of getting psyched and what he talked about and what information from it resonated with you.
Well, of course, you know, he talks about goal setting. So it's very much the things that we would read in other productivity books, you know. Break your goal down into sub-goals. Break it down into tasks. More or less, you know, I could see myself mind mapping a thing. So rather than just diving into this, I'm going to make this big life change and figure out how you do it as you go, to do the thinking on the front end so that it becomes then much more easy to do because it's broken down into small steps.
Oh, absolutely. And I appreciated the concept of what he calls step matching, which is understanding where you are in this the five-stage process of Changeology so that you know, you know, I'm at the stage of persisting, you know, and if I need to be there, and if I'm there, then I shouldn't do the prior things because the prior things will only set me back. So it's like knowing the right techniques for the right time in your process of change. I thought that was really, you know, fundamentally helpful in implementing the system this time around, was being able to step match effectively. So if you're
that really jumped out to me as well. Yeah. And and it made those five steps much more important. And, you know, it really sold why there are five steps and why it's important to know what they are.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
The psych step in particular was interesting. It had many of the same tactics we've heard before about committing publicly and visualizing and tracking your progress. I would have liked a little bit more information on some of those, though.
What kind of information would you have liked?
Well, particularly like tracking progress. You know, that's always something I'm interested in. How to, you know, I find that very motivating, and I'm always looking for new systems and apps to do that well. And in general, like he talks about writing a pros cons list. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Uh-huh.
That's easy. Outlining the goal itself and clarifying your why around it, why you want to do it.
Right.
You know, these are all great tactics. Nothing novel really, but as a system, I think this is a great first step.
Yeah. Well, and then when we talk about the later steps, the was it maintenance or the perseverance, you know, where you run the risk of more or less falling off the wagon, you know, why am I doing this? I'm just not seeing the results, and gosh, this is getting in the way of blah, 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 that you could go back to that pros and cons list of, you know, what were the cons that I originally listed, and is some of that what I'm seeing now, and what were the pros that I was thinking about back then? So what is it that I was going to get out of this, even realizing that there was going to be a downside? So to me, that sort of helped the whole thing come together a little better.
I agree, and I really like the idea that he talked about in defining goals, because typically I think of SMART and smarter goals, you know, specific, measurable, actionable, realistic, and time-bound goals, you know, that kind of thing. And then, of course, evaluate and reevaluate to make it smarter. And so whenever I'm thinking about goal setting, I'm traditionally thinking about it from that perspective. But he gave this sort of different perspective when it comes to personal change or self-change, you know, and he says, you know, it should be all about you, that it should be measurable, of course. It has to be real. It has to be under your control, and it should be positive. And I thought, you know, when defining a goal for self-change, I thought that was a really great way to cover all of the bases of, you know, making sure that you're defining a goal that you'll actually want to implement. Because so often people tend to want to change things about other people, right? And so it ends up not being so much about how to self-change, but how to change others around you. And the reality is the only person you have affect, you know, have effect on is, you know, yourself. And so I think it was a very good way in which he sort of positioned that concept about how to exact change, and that it really does have to be about you.
Right. Yeah.
Anything else from the Get Psych that sort of stood out for you? I really enjoyed his evaluations. He has these insets where he sort of checks in and as you sort of evaluate, and you said, Stacey, I really like the idea of being able to sort of know where I am at any particular time, being a quantified selfer. You know, I like to track. so just like at every leg of the game, I was tracking something, and I was able to track, and it's actually really helpful. And it, at least through the process, it was able to tell me where I might have been sort of missing, you know, missing the point, some of the finer details, and it made me go back and re-review the materials, and I felt that much better and stronger in terms of the change as I was implementing. So I would really recommend that, you know, if you are going to implement change, to really think about the little insets, the little sort of checking base with things, and to do it as often as you need to, sort of give yourself an understanding of where you might be.
Did you find that helpful, the little checklists he puts in there?
I did, and I actually modified some of them for myself. So I went in and I, you know, changed some of the language just to sort of make it like mine, you know, mm-hmm. And I found that to be really helpful. I think for me in general, whenever I'm using material like this, I think it's usually helpful for me to go in and somehow personalize it, and that makes it, I feel ownership, I feel responsibility to completing it once it's sort of, you know, mine, quote-unquote.
I think that's in step with what he intended. A lot of the things that he's talking about, as we've mentioned so far, are not really brand new ideas. It's the overall framework and the individual state of mind and things you have to do to get yourself ready and go through the steps that are really the huge value in the book. And while he's very concrete with examples and the checklists and things, excuse me, there's still really a framework for you to look at, understand the method, and then go adapt to your own personal situation. And he's fairly explicit about you have to take the approach and map it onto what you're trying to do and how you best react to things and make yourself go. Like, he talks about motivations, and he's, in one sense, all over the map with things you can do to reward yourself. But he's really saying in that section, not that you should be using all of these methods to reward yourself. You should be picking the ones that are really going to resonate with you and that will be motivating. And I think that when I realized that while he was being prescriptive in telling you what to do in steps and stages and his timeline, he wasn't really telling you exactly what to do. He was telling you the kinds of things that could be done in each of those steps, and then giving you the homework to go fill out the checklists and figure out what those things are for you.
Yeah, and I felt like he gave enough of the, you know, so he sort of like, you know, threw it all, he throws it all at you. I mean, in a, what I thought was a clear manner. I don't think that he sort of just sort of, you know, started piling things on you, although I think some of the bullet point lists were, you know, like the 50 items you should, you know, think about for starting your holiday.
that kind of actually appealed to me. It was like, you know, pick one. You know, don't use all 50, but pick one, and out of the 50, you ought to be able to find something.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I just thought it could have been in the appendix. I didn't need to read through all of the New Years of every country and religion. But
you pick National Alcohol Screening Day. That'd be a great day to start a goal.
Right. And there's a day for everybody. So, I mean, it really does make a lot of sense.
But
going back to sort of the idea of getting psyched or getting yourself ready for things, what I took from that chapter was that, you know, the how excited you are to start your habit, you know, or change is not necessarily a good predictor of the outcome or success of that change. So I think it's also really important for us to all take heed to that you could, you know, have a really great desire or really low desire to change something at that moment that you start to sort of, you know, get psyched, but that if you do prepare, you know, plan effectively and then follow the techniques that he talks about, you can still have success in affecting positive, long-lasting change. So, you know, because that was my sort of big hiccup with this the first time I read the book through, which is I was concerned that, like, you know, I was going to get myself overly excited and then somehow fail, or, you know, feel like, well, I want to make this change happen, but I'm not all excited about it because it's giving up potentially something that